American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're with you live, folks, on the second day of August, 2005. Program airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time. And you can listen to this broadcast in many different ways, folks. AM and FM, shortwave, internet, satellite. I've been doing this for 13 years. You may even turn up some old recordings of mine from years ago. At any rate, a little different program today. We're going to switch a few gears here. I'm going to go into overdrive. We have a gentleman, Oscar De La Renta, I think his pronunciation of his name is, and former Mecha associate out of California, thinks it's a good idea that, we balkanize America. And on the other side of the aisle, I have Jared Taylor. He's the editor of the American Renaissance, and he's been writing a few books: "Shadows of the Rising Sun," a critical view of Japanese miracle, "The Tyranny of the New," and other essays. "Paved with Good Intentions: The Real American's Dilemma, Race, Immigration, and the Future of America," and also "A Race Against Time: Racial Heresies for the 21st Century." Now, ladies and gentlemen, understand, and I don't have to tell the listeners to this network where we stand on illegal immigration, okay? It's not migration. It's illegal. These are felons. They're in this country illegally. And now they're entrenching themselves and screaming racism. That doesn't wash with this audience. And Mr. De La Renta, if he recognizes Terry Anderson in broadcast out in L.A., that's on this network at 11 p.m. on Sunday nights. We run his show on this network. Well, then he should recognize he's not necessarily going to be in real, real friendly company, but we will give him his just due. And we'll also bring on Mr. Jared Taylor. And Jared's been, he's been making the rounds here. Television, he's done Scarborough Country, Buchanan Press, Hardball, Donahue, Fox News, Crossfire, even Queen Latifah's show. Wonder how that went. On radio, David Birdnoy, Larry Elder, Ken Hamlin, the Black Avenger, Laura Ingram, Mike Gallagher, and Jim Bohannon. He's also been on this network also on Frankly Speaking with Frank Whalen. He did that program in January, on All Things Considered, the Steve Brown Show, Coast to Coast with George Norrie, Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And, he's been around, and he knows the subject matter well. We will talk to these gentlemen. We will take this short break. And, by the way, the website for American Renaissance is www.amren.com. Folks, I've never run a debate show before. This should prove interesting. Ground rules is nobody gets upset, swears at each other, and doesn't talk over each other, and we'll get their information out. We'll take a short break and be right back with you. This edition of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, and we'll return in just a couple of moments. Take care. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RVN network.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are here. I have online with me Jared Taylor, the editor of the American Renaissance. Jared, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm glad to have you here. I went through some of your bio here. You were news editor. I didn't know this. News editor in Washington Times. You've been around the block a few times here. President of the New Century Foundation. That's your present job description right now. And you're also the editor of the American Renaissance. What is the purpose of the American Renaissance, sir?
American Renaissance takes the position that just as every other racial and ethnic group in the country is expected to have organizations and groups that speak in its name, white Americans also deserve a certain advocacy of their interests. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of unilateral disarmament if every other group, that is to say Asians, blacks, Hispanics, all are promoting their interests, often at the expense of whites, for whites simply to act as individuals and not as a group with legitimate interests of its own.
Well, and Jared, me being a white guy, I have some experience with that. I have been for some 52 years.
Yeah.
I have never been one that has been prejudiced because of the color of somebody's skin, whether they be black, whether they be of Latino descent. It doesn't matter. Unless you're an American Indian, in this country, we are all immigrants from around the world. But there was a difference. There was a difference with my parents. My grandparents, they were from the old country, from Italy. They came to America. They did it legally. They did it through the Immigration and Naturalization Service. They did everything that they could to raise their family and assimilate them into American culture, have them learn the language as soon as possible. My mother was bilingual. She could speak Italian as well as she could speak English. Unfortunately, we didn't take on the Italian tradition in the third generation here in America. I don't speak Italian. But there's a difference here. We're talking about the difference here in illegal immigration. Some people would put this, the politically correct news syndrome out there, puts it at about 10 million illegals in this country. It is probably, in reality, probably closer to 30 million illegals. In a time in this country where we're supposedly under threat of terrorism, our borders are wide, wide open. And there have been news stories. Miami Herald ran one not too long ago saying the majority of drugs are coming up through underground tunnels in Mexico. We are getting not only illegal Mexicans from Mexico, but we're also getting anybody that can get to Mexico on board a plane, walk across their border, and then in turn walk across the United States border.
Oh, I entirely agree with your assessment of the dangers that all of that pose. The point that I was approaching earlier, though, is the fact that it's all very well to talk about legal immigration and illegal immigration, and I certainly share your opposition to illegal immigration. Now, you say you're absolutely right to say that these illegals are felons, should not be here. On the other hand, I think it's a mistake simply to ignore any aspect of immigration other than its legality. I think we have to think in terms of what groups of people are going to assimilate in the United States and what groups will not. Mm-hmm. And I think we have a very clear record that Europeans, like your ancestors, very soon become essentially indistinguishable from the American majority, whereas race is a very, very difficult line across which assimilation can take. We have to talk about that candidly rather than pretending that we live in an age and in a time when race can be made not to matter. I know that's a subject that makes people uncomfortable, but if we care seriously about the country that we're going to leave to our descendants, we have to ask ourselves, do we really want white people to become a racial minority? Will that be good for America, and will that be good for our children?
Well, and we up until now, we didn't have a problem with that. The white race here in this country was the majority. We have, I think, 1.5% of Jews. Roughly 12-13% black, but we are finding a phenomenon going on, and hang on there, Oscar De La Torre. I'll bring you up here in a second. I just wanted to finish this with Jared here. We've got the city of Houston here in Texas that they're saying by 2015 at the latest, it is already 30-40% Hispanic. It is going to be way beyond that, and there is no possible way, whether you are of European descent, Italian, German, Irish, it doesn't matter where you came from to come to this country, people assimilated into the culture. Now, there are some splinter groups in this country that like to stay to themselves out in California. I think the Chinese are pretty much known for that, but they're still a very, very small percentage of 1% minority. But we're not talking about minority anymore here, and when we're talking about the people of Latino descent coming into this country illegally, they have a different plan. The plan that I foresee here, Jared, is one of a balkanization process. There is a refusal to assimilate into this culture, but more importantly, to proclaim the desert Southwest, California, Mexico, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas is, well, part of Mexico, and they want it back.
Oh, I agree. I agree entirely that is a genuine problem, and for Americans to just sit back and think, oh my, how quaint, is ultimately suicidal. The point is, we used to have an immigration policy up until 1965, that is to say, for the majority of our history, an immigration policy that was explicitly designed to keep the country majority white. Now, by contemporary standards, that is an awful and reprehensible thing, and yet it was an immigration policy that worked just fine, and we had a country that had a sense of unity, a cultural and linguistic core,
right.
And now that we have abandoned all of that, we are risking a situation that you describe, not only balkanization, but as I say, ultimately the displacement of the founding stock of America, and their reduction to a minority status. And I think that those of us who are of that stock certainly have the right to say, hold on, we don't care for that. Imagine the shoe on the other foot. Imagine if hundreds of thousands of white Americans were pouring across the border into Mexico, demanding the kinds of things that Mexicans demand here.
Right.
Speaking English rather than Spanish.
Right.
Celebrating July 4th rather than Cinco de Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
And some of even muttering darkly about breaking off chunks of northern Mexico, making them part of the United States.
Right.
The Mexicans could not possibly be tricked into thinking that that was some sort of desirable form of cultural enrichment the way we're supposed to think.
And as I see Vicente Fox and all the other global elite that we've been dealing with, even George Bush in this country, there can be real help to Mexico. One gentleman that I knew that was in the agriculture department wanted to do an oil for peace program with Mexico. We'd buy all the oil that they had to offer, with the proviso that a certain percentage of that money went back into the building of Mexico's infrastructure, you know, roads, bridges, sewers, water treatment plants. What we have here in this country, unfortunately, what's going on now, we have up to 30 million illegals in this country right now, and the number two income for the entire country of Mexico is the funds that the illegals are sending back over to their loved ones in Mexico. And again, I want to state my position here. I am not a person that is racially divisive, nor ever will I ever be, because all things being equal in this country, there was no minority taking over the country, but we have one now, and that is the problem. Let me bring up Oscar De La Torre. Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
Hi, good afternoon.
And I did not get your bio, so Oscar, if you would, tell the listeners out there your background and what your contentions are about Latinos here in America.
Well, first of all, I just want to thank you for giving me an opportunity to be on your program. I think, you know, this is what it's all about. You know, being an American is about freedom of speech, and I respectfully disagree with most of what's been said so far. But I respect and I would defend to the death everybody's right to say what's being said. My background, you know, I'm a son of immigrants, of people who came to this country legally, and gave this country eight lovely children who are all working in the medical field, providing health care. You know, most of my family works providing health in the healthcare industry. So, you know, they're doctors and nurses. Myself, I have my master's degree in public administration, and I run a youth center. So I'm also making a contribution to the development of this country, and the work that I do here at the PICO Youth and Family Center in Santa Monica, California, is really what we try to do is keep young people away from drugs, gangs,
right,
things that are destructive to our society. That's what our commitment is to the community.
Okay.
Can I respond one point that I have in terms of?
I just want to make a clarifying point, and then you can go ahead.
Sure.
I'm not arguing the fact that your parents were legal immigrants into this country, and that by that your birthright is American now. That is not in dispute. What is in dispute is the thing that's going on here in a country, as I call it, a balkanization process. This country, especially in its financial doldrums right now, can't take 30 million of anybody. And it's just, I'm not just talking about Mexico. We couldn't take 30 million Canadians here or 30 million of anybody else here. And the problem that I have with this is not with multi-generational people in this country of Mexican descent. My problem is the people that are pushing the agenda of the hyphenated Americans. And I've gotten on the black community about this also, about the fact that a lot of these people, Jesse Jackson, the supposed leaders of the black communities, which they are not, refer to themselves as being African-American. And I wholly and solely disagree with that.
Well, you know, the thing that happened, see, the main issue here is racism, prejudice, and discrimination that causes ethnic groups to take on hyphens and to not assimilate.
Well, and we'll discuss that. We're coming up on a break. You probably can't hear the bumper music, but we'll return here with Jared Taylor, the editor of American Renaissance, and also Oscar De La Torre. We'll do that right after this break, along with your calls at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Online with me is Jared Taylor, the editor of the American Renaissance, and Oscar De La Torre. And Oscar, before the break, you made an interesting statement about about racism and this, that, and the other. I've got to be honest with you. There is probably not one person listening on this network right now that is going to agree with you. Okay. And I've got to make that statement up front to be fair with you, to let you know what you're walking into here.
Yeah, that's fine. But the reality is that the Jews, the Italians, the Irish, many groups in this country have suffered racism and discrimination and prejudice. I mean, all immigrant groups, whether, from European stock or Hispanic or whatever,
right,
have suffered some form of discrimination. That's just a historical fact, whether people want to agree with it or not. I mean, that's not what matters. What matters is history and facts. The reality is that the balkanization of America as you claim, really it's an issue of ethnic enclaves, and it's just the history of America. People group together for economic reasons, and for the most part, and also because that's just the way that they can assimilate. You look at the Cuban community, for example, in Miami. They have an ethnic enclave. Most people speak Spanish there, even those that know English, and I think the goal for them and the way they've survived, and they've had a lot of success in this country, is because they've held on to their culture, but they've also learned English, and they are Americans as well. It's about being bilingual. You know, we're one of the only, it's like that joke, you know, what do you call somebody that knows two languages? Bilingual. What do you call somebody that knows just one language? An American. I mean, and that's sad for us. We need to make sure that we train our young people to be global citizens, to compete in a global market. So therefore, we should teach them not only Spanish and English, we should teach them Chinese and any other language that's going to give them the edge.
Oscar, to be fair, this is not a platform for a globalization process, because we're against that also. The CAFTA agreement, NAFTA and CAFTA, the NAFTA agreement did not benefit Mexico at all. At very little, if at all, and we're up to speed on the globalization process here. And the aforementioned, the people that you mentioned that did suffer some sorts of discrimination in this country, it didn't last long, because first off, they migrated to this country, immigrated legally, and then they very quickly assimilated into this culture. That's not what I'm seeing going on in the Mecha groups, La Raza groups, the Reconquista groups. They're saying that California, Mexico, or New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas are ours, and we're taking it back, and we're occupying. And people are miffed about it. They're not happy about it. And there is already signs, I mean, all over the place in this country. I don't know. Anytime I call a government institution or a business anymore, it's, do you want this in English or in Spanish? Well, I'm not in Mexico. I'm in the United States, and most people in this country speak English. And this is quite upsetting, not only the illegal immigration problems, and that's wrought with a bunch of things, but people are upset about this, and we're upset with our government, so much so that on the borders down there, we saw this going on last April, the Minutemen Project, that is going to be firing back up in October. We are doing what our federal government, duty-bound and by law, is supposed to be doing, and they're not.
Well, George Bush, even before September 11th, was working with the president of Mexico on amnesty for the so-called undocumented, you know, workers here in this country. Now, President Bush is somebody who's a leader, who is working on a solution, and I think the solution that is coming forward includes work-related visas and
we shouldn't have the problem. Forget the solution. We shouldn't have this problem in the first place, Oscar. That's my point.
Yeah, but
go ahead, Jared. Go ahead.
Mr. De La Torre made a point earlier that it is because of prejudice that you get hyphenated Americans. I'm sure what he means to say here is that because of white racism and white oppression, that is what causes blacks and Hispanics to identify in some racial way. Well, I think there's essentially no evidence for this. In fact, when you have groups of blacks and Hispanics who are together, essentially in the absence of any whites at all, you get very considerable racial conflict that would be difficult to blame on white societal oppression. You have riots in high schools in Los Angeles, continuing tensions there. In fact, just on Cinco de Mayo Day, 50,000 students stayed home from class in the L.A. school district because they were afraid there was going to be a big riot between blacks and Hispanics. Likewise, there are jails all across this country, California, Texas, even in Connecticut, where you have Hispanics and you have blacks who would be at each other's throats unless the jails were constantly locked down. My point is not necessarily to blame Hispanics or blacks for this. The point is, racial tension is a fact of life. You find it wherever you have any attempt to mix races. And an immigration policy, whether legal or illegal, that makes our country yet more mixed is going to make our country that much more full of racial tension and likely to be a failure as a nation and a place we would not wish to live.
Well, I disagree with that. I think, I mean, diversity is our strength. I mean, here, I'm in California, you know, and we live in the most diverse state in the country, some would argue the world. And, you know, we take the best of everybody. I mean, we have, you know, Chinese, white, black, Latino. You know, we have all the different groups building this economy, making this economy the fifth largest in the world. We, you know, yes, there is racial tension, but the reality is that we're stronger with our diversity.
All right, okay. Hold on a second, gentlemen. We've got to take a break. We're going to invite our audience in on this conversation at 800-313-9443. Folks, here's your opportunity. What's your opinion? We'll be right back.
Listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my gray hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth. No matter how controversial the issue, AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Out of the AFP newspaper, a gentleman wrote in and talked about Jim Chase's California Minutemen, which began patrolling on private property on the U.S.-Mexico border on July 16th, reportedly met with heavy protests in his first few days by the Mexican group known as the Brown Berets de Aztlan. According to the report, the hate-spewing members of the racist American-hating organization known as the Mexican Brown Berets stormed the VFW lodge, damaging signs and other property. The late-arriving San Diego County Sheriff's Department eventually repelled them. No arrests were made. I am not arguing, Mr. De La Torre, that people should not be granted citizenship in this country if they do it legally. This is at the core of it. We've seemed to have skipped over this issue. Now we're dealing directly with a problem. Many of us have seen this problem coming for a number of years, And a lot of people, and I must say, a lot of people in this country are not happy with the performance of Mr. George W. Bush becoming almost kissing cousins here to Vicente Fox. We're discussing here the problems that are being created by the large groups of illegals wanting to set up basically their own country here in America, and people are upset about it. Oscar, what do you say to that?
Well, here's what I think. I mean, number one, there has to be some control. You know, we have a right as a country to control our borders, but we have to understand, you know, there's history as well. You know, when we talk about Native Americans being the only true Americans and everybody else is an immigrant, well, we need to think about who the Mexicans are. Mexican people aren't, you know, they're a mixture of Spanish, Native American, and African blood. And the Mexican people fought for 300 years against the Spaniards, you know, to defeat them and to become an independent nation. So there's a history of Mexicans fighting for the Americas to make this country a better place. Now,
well, you said America is not America. You said America.
Well, there is North America. Mexico's part of North America. And let me just say this. The Mexicans that come over the border, and not just Mexicans, but Central Americans, all the people that are coming from the South, because there's people coming from the North, and that's interesting that we don't talk about the Canadians, which are taking the good jobs. The Canadians are taking the better jobs. The Mexicans and the people from the South are taking the jobs that nobody wants.
Look, Oscar, I got to tell you, Oscar, I was in Michigan for quite a few years, and the Canadians that came down here to work in America, there were just as many U.S. citizens crossing the border into Canada to work there. We didn't fear Canadians because they weren't here to set up shop, set up their own conclaves with language, and threatening to take back part of the country and occupy it and say that it's ours. The Canadians have not done that.
Nobody, look, this is all just a bunch of hoopla. It's sensationalist to say that there are groups that are trying to take back the Southwest to give it back to Mexico.
And you're denying that the Reconquistas are doing exactly that. You're denying that.
Let me say this.
What does Mecha stand for?
Mecha stands for Movimiento Estudiantil Chicano.
Well, no. They stand Aztlan, exactly. Yeah. Aztlan. That's the name they plan to give to the southwestern part of the United States.
You know,
once they've broken it loose and kicked all white people out of it, they're very clear about that.
That's never going to happen. Let me say.
Well, wait a minute. If they want, that's what they want to have happen, isn't it? Go to their webpage. You know very well that's what they want to have happen.
Let me tell you this. The
is that what they want or not?
I don't know. I mean,
Oscar, come on. No, come on.
I don't belong to that group. But let me tell you what.
But you were part of Mecha, though.
Let me tell you what I believe. Yes, I was a part of Mecha, but
know what they think.
But Mecha is a student club in the universities. They're not a national organization. They don't have a national chapter or a group that works, you know, to coordinate activities on a national level. These are college kids that are developing their political awareness, and most of them do community service like I did back in college. And let me tell you this. The Mexicans like myself, Mexican-Americans or whatever you want to call Hispanics, those of us who are entering the middle class and giving back to this country, you know, nobody wants to return the Southwest to Mexico. There's many of us that are very critical of the Mexican government. In fact, the Mexican government for 70 years was controlled by one party. It was a perfect dictatorship. You know, we don't feel comfortable. Those of us whose parents immigrated to this country, we do not have an alliance to the Mexican government. There's no such thing. We are very critical of the Mexican government, and we want reform in Mexico so that Mexico can become a better country.
Oscar, let me ask you this question then, Oscar. If that is the case, why do we have, and it was my figure, and I do believe that this is closer to the correct number rather than the often not to disturb too many Americans 10 million number that's given out by our controlled medias in this country. But why are these people coming? Why are they flooding illegally across the border, committing felonies? Why are they coming up from Mexico into the United States?
They're coming.
That's
look,
an answer.
The number one, we talk about push factors and pull factors. The number one pull factor that this country offers is jobs, the possibility of working, earning some money, earning a better living, because many of the jobs in Mexico, you know, there's the minimum wage is like $4 a day. I mean, people are living in poverty.
Right.
Any human being, I don't care if they were Chinese at the south of the border, whatever race or color, if they were, you know, Irish, they would try to make a better life for themselves. Every human being is going to try to make a better life for themselves.
Well, and that happened here in the United States. It was the start of labor unions because big auto manufacturers and other corporations were not paying their people well, so they organized, struck, and demanded better wages, and they got it. The problem here is that we had this NAFTA agreement back in 1992 with Mexico. We lost about 3 million jobs. The greedy American corporations moved down to Mexico to manufacture their goods, ship them back into this country duty-free to take advantage of cheap labor in Mexico. But they didn't stop there. They moved not some of the plants are still in Mexico, but they moved to China and other cheaper labor markets. And if they'll find another one that's cheaper than China, they'll move there. You know, this is part of this wonderful globalization process that
that's
we're
capitalism.
All.
Yeah, well, that's capitalism. Well, let me say this.
No, that's greed. Hold on a second. Look, before we start throwing labels around here, that's not capitalism. That's the greed of very carefully orchestrated United States government and corporations. Now, I don't consider myself to be any kind of ist or ism, Oscar. I am an American. I understand what a constitution is. I understand what the law, the rule of good law is. What I don't understand is trying to excuse 30 million illegals into this country and taking jobs. And I've been reading articles for the last couple of years. Blacks in California are upset because the jobs that they were able to eke out of the job market are being displaced by people that will take the jobs for less money. This is happening all across the United States. They're coming in. I don't know if there's any homes even built here in Texas anymore, Oscar, that these are skilled labor jobs that used to be held by Americans. They're all illegals.
Well, let me say this. Why don't we punish the employers then? Why don't we
just get rid of the lawbreakers, Oscar?
Take the employer. Cause who's the lawbreaker? If you're hiring
the person that came,
all
stop. You keep wanting to shove this thing off, and I will not tolerate that on this program.
Well,
I'm going to ask you specific questions, and whatever your response is, your response. But don't blow smoke at me, sir, because I'm a little smarter than that.
Who's giving the jobs? They're breaking the law. They're giving jobs to illegal aliens, and you know what? Then arrest the employers.
I have to agree with Mr. De La Torre on this point. I think that the employers are equally to blame, and that the only real interest that is an American interest in illegal immigration is employers who want cheap labor. I think that's an inevitable problem. If you have people who are willing to work for practically nothing, there are going to be people who are going to hire them for practically nothing.
Jared,
so there has to be enforcement on that end.
Jared,
as well.
I agree with that, but still we're past the problem. We're into the solution stage here, supposedly,
yes.
But the problem still exists. We're still talking about 30 million illegals in this country that should not be here.
I entirely agree.
Okay.
Now, But on a larger perspective on this, Mr. De La Torre was arguing earlier that diversity is somehow the great strength of America or California. I don't suppose it's ever occurred to him to realize what an insult that is to the white majority. He's in effect saying, your country is better because there are fewer of you and more of us. Imagine if, once again, the shoe were on the other foot. Would Mexico be better if it were full of Haitians and Frenchmen and Chinese and Koreans?
This notion that
diversity is a great strength is one that minorities come up with to justify their presence
and Jared,
in a country that they didn't build, and they would not accept it for their own country.
All right, and Jared, let me say this to you. Again, we're talking about a symptom of a problem here. I don't know too many people in this country that would be upset by people from Mexico coming into this country and migrating into this country legally.
It depends on the numbers. That's the point. See, if the numbers were, you could solve the illegal problem by just giving them all amnesty, in effect. You'd say, well, you're all legal now.
Well, and that's what George Bush wanted to do.
Exactly. But the point is, the United States will cease to be the United States if it becomes overwhelmingly Mexican or Haitian or Guatemalan or Chinese.
I understand. Gentlemen, I am spelling out the problem here, and Jared, you have a position. Oscar has a position here, but I'm still going back to the core of this problem. I'm still looking at 30 million felons in this country that have broken the law. And that is not acceptable to anybody. I don't care if they're Mexicans, Nicaraguans, Russians, Chinese. I don't care who they are. I don't care if they're from Somalia.
There are many people. There are many people who think that's just Jim Dandy, and that's precisely the Metro point of view. Remember, there was that Mexican official who says, "Block by block, neighborhood by neighborhood, we will take back. We will take back what we lost." Well, that's a very common view south of the border, where the majority of Mexicans think that the border is illegitimate anyway. In fact, I'd be curious to ask Mr. De La Torre whether he thinks that Mexicans really should have the right to cross the border whenever they choose. Should they have that right?
Well, you know, the
yes or no.
I mean, should Mexicans have the right? Now, if they have a legitimate purpose in this country, if they're coming to work, to go to school, to do something positive that's going to be beneficial to humanity.
We need to
consider that. But let me say this.
Yeah.
When so-called illegals, okay, I like
so-called?
To
remember, why are they so-called?
Undocumented.
They're not so-called.
Okay. When they go and buy something, they're paying taxes. If they buy clothes, they pay taxes. Nobody asks them for their papers when they're paying taxes.
As long as they're kicking some bucks into the economy, it's okay if they're illegal felons in this country.
Well, that's what he's saying.
Gentlemen, let's take a few phone calls here. And I appreciate both of you coming up on the air. Oscar De La Torre, this has been a big interest of mine for a number of years. I am down here in Central Texas. I see the effects of the illegal migration into this country. A lot of people are upset about it. I also see and Jared, I agree with you. I do see a lot of these bottom line kind of business guys taking a shortcut, hiring illegals, and they also should be punished. But I'll still go back to the core problem we have. We still have a wide open border and necessity. Just because you have a need doesn't give you the right to break American law. You are a felon, and that's how it will stay. We've got a person in the White House right now, George W. Bush. I'm sure that most Americans get their hands around this guy's neck. They'd like to throw him south of the border. Get down there and let him live with his cousin, Vicente Fox. There's a lot of people that are upset about this. Let's go to the callers. Will in Missouri, you're up next. Hello, Will.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've got a point here. I'll repeat what Oscar said because that was why I was going to call. Mexico and much of Central America are a miscegenated, mongrelized mix of Aboriginal and Indigenous peoples together with Spanish, Italian, and other European races. Now, that mongrelization, so to speak, if you will. Hello?
Get off the phone.
Somebody is dialing a phone, and they have not listened to the receiver, and they haven't heard anybody talking yet. And I bet you it's a long-distance call. I think they're done. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Okay, where did you lose me?
We lost you right before the beeps here. You were talking about a mongrelization of sorts.
Yes, that's right. And so a lot of that was the Spanish Jesuit influence and others that were coming in to basically conquer the land, take the natural resources, and so on and so forth, which has been done. And that was done a long time ago and continues even till today. But the real issue here for me is that this is not a race issue, so to speak.
Right.
It's a landed invasion.
Yes.
It's an overthrow and it's an assumption of existing infrastructure. Now, if someone wanted to go to some place like the northern portions of the deserts in Mexico and start a better life for themselves, be my guest. But we did do that. My ancestors did that. We came here when there was nothing but trees right up to the edge of the water, and we built an infrastructure. And we have people all over the world now that they see the infrastructure and the beauty of this nation that we've built, the areas that we've cleared, the farms that we have, the pastures, the sheep, the goats, you name it, and they want it for themselves. So the issue here, Oscar, is not a question of whether or not you although your family has come here in a legal and lawful manner, which I don't have any objection to whatsoever.
And neither do I.
Yeah, but the question is what gives these people a right to come sneaking in the back room? As far as I'm concerned, if you come in the window, you're a thief and a robber, and you're likely to get exactly what you deserve.
Well, and it is about property. I appreciate your call. That was well said, Will. And again, Oscar, let me restate my position here. I happen to think that Mexico is a very fine country. I think you have a lot of good people down there. I think you've had corrupt governments down there for so many years that I think people have lost count. But again, the position is just because things are bad there and they can do something better by shuffling across to whomever's border, I don't care if it's in Nicaragua, Guatemala, or the United States, it doesn't matter. This is an illegal action, and our government, which constitutionally is bound to protect our borders. And here's the hypocrisy about this one, Oscar. here we are supposedly in terrorist la-la land, that we have elevated terrorism alerts in this country at all times. We could be attacked by any extremist group in this country, yet we watch our southern borders wide open, and 30 million of the Mexicans and Nicaraguans and Chinese and everybody else has walked across this border. It has taken people in this country. It started out with other smaller organizations but turned into the Minutemen. They're actually down there participating nonviolently. They're not racist. And I'll repeat this to you, Oscar. I am not a racist. I don't like lawbreakers. I don't like people assuming that they can run over somebody else's property, and that's just fine and dandy. That is at the core of this issue. It doesn't have anything to do about racism. It doesn't have anything to do about multiculturalism or anything else, because if you play by the rules, you assimilate into this culture, you're not a hyphenated American, welcome aboard.
Yeah, but you know what the reality is? We have the power as a government to close off the borders. We will not close the borders.
Why?
Because America needs cheap labor. And as long as the corporations, as long as somebody benefits from the cheap labor that's coming across the border.
Do you think that's the only thing behind this, Oscar? Do you believe that?
Well, I think we have the power to close the borders. I mean, you all agree that. We're the most powerful nation in the world, and we cannot seal our southern border.
Have you been asking for the border to be sealed?
We won't do it.
Why? Why?
Because their interests, there are many economic interests, and money runs this country. It's about money, and that's why we won't
close
the borders.
No, Mr. Della Torre, there are other questions as well. I'm sure you don't want the border sealed, do you?
Well, you know, to me, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, a lot of...
Well, the more Mexicans, the better. Is that your view?
No, I'm saying I like to go to Mexico and eat some lobster and shrimp.
Yeah, but you can still do that. I'll tell you what, gentlemen, we got to take the break, and we'll take more calls on the subject. This is the first time I've ever done a debate of any sort, and I appreciate you gentlemen being so polite about this, in my 13-year radio career. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in on this discussion with my guests today, Jared Taylor of the American Renaissance and Oscar De La Torre. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive,
completely free of charge.
That's right.
Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information.
Stay connected
to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Show host is an equal opportunity hater. Well, let me explain that. I reserve the right to reject anybody, no matter what their skin color, if they're bad people. We have hate laws on the books in Washington, D.C., very close to passage of what they did in Canada. And we're fastly becoming, and in our Constitution, ladies and gentlemen, the First Amendment to the Constitution is very, very dear to us. And what they're trying to do is flip this on its head, that what is being talked about here is racially motivated. It is not. We need to take this racist theme out of this entire discussion. Because if I didn't like Irish people, or I didn't like English people, or I didn't like German people, or whomever I didn't like, I, as an American, reserve the right to dislike whatever I damn well please. But here again, we're talking about a problem that we're experiencing here in this country. We have a government that is unwilling and going along with the program of the balkanization of this country. And Americans don't want it. Now, I understand that the Mexicans coming up here to this country, they have a need. I have a need for $1 million right now. But I can't go out and commit a felony and expect to be exonerated for it or absolved of that. It is illegal. A country can only assume so many people at one stretch to have them assimilate into their culture. Otherwise, you have a balkanization of a society. And I am against that. Let's go back to the telephones. Gene in Texas. Hello, Gene. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. We need more debate on not only this subject, but a lot of others also. Pat Buchanan wrote the book, Death of the West. Anybody definitely should read that. And he was criticized for writing that book several years ago, but he's not being criticized now for that. And also a book by Judge Robert Bork called Slouching Towards Gomorrah. And in that book, Judge Robert Bork quoted a lot of our founding fathers of America, as they're called, especially John Jay, the first United Supreme Court Chief Justice, as saying that the strength of America has been our single culture, not our diversity,
exactly,
but our single culture, our single American culture. In fact, Judge Bork goes on to say that if we had the kind of society now of diversity or multiculturalism that we have now, he said we would have never even fought, much less have won, the American Revolutionary War. And I agree with him on that.
That's exactly right.
Also, do you think anybody that would break the law to come into a country has any respect for the law of that country at all? No. In fact, right now, the 90% of all of the murder warrants in Los Angeles County are for illegals, not just from Mexico, but from Central and South America also. This was brought out on the Lou Dobbs CNN program not too long ago.
That is correct.
So these people aren't just coming up here to take jobs, and they do take jobs in Americans. Well, I see them working all the time in construction and landscape jobs that Americans would want. But it is the wealthy people, the individuals and corporations and big businesses that do want these people up here as cheap labor. But that is no reason to break the law, of course.
That's exactly right. And again, you know, Mexico, it's a fantastic country. It's a beautiful country.
It is.
I would like to see the Mexican people do better than what they're doing, because they've suffered under every kind of regime possible. I mean, you know, so what's the solution? You export all your people to other countries and set up shop there? No, I think it's about going back to home base, cleaning that up. And I'm sure that there's people here in this country, Oscar De La Torre, that right now, that if Mexico wanted to take its government back and set up something that's fair and legal down there and for all the people, there'd be many Americans that would come to your assistance.
We don't want the Mexican government here in this country.
You got it. Thanks,
no,
Gene, for your call. I appreciate it. We've got to take the break, gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report coming up. We'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Jared Taylor and Oscar De La Torre. We'll be right back.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.